without acid.
Mm-hmm. And when you're getting old and your joints start giving you trouble, you call that?
The rheumatism.
And this is a sore throat that children used to die from. They'd choke up in the night. It's
diphtheria.
Okay. And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Eyeball and quit cleaned out.
Well, your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow.
The yellow jaundice.
Okay. And when you have a pain down here and you have to have an operation, you call that?
Oh, two or three different kinds. You can call that stomach trouble. Penix. Uh-huh. Call it penix.
Mm-hmm.
You call it animals, what it is, you could call that, but it starts in the stomach.
Uh-huh. Mm. And if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say you had to...
Well, I would say myself, I got sick of stomach.
And I had to...
Puke.
Okay. Any nicer ways of saying that?
Heave.
Uh-huh.
Heave.
Heave sounds nicer.
That's down nicer.
Uh-huh.
That'd be something in your day, mm-hmm. heaving. But in my day, puking would be something that's geared from the old time people.
Mm-hmm. And say if a boy kept going over to the same girl's house and was seriously interested in her, you'd say that he was...
That is his girlfriend. In my days, I said to my sweetheart.
Uh-huh. Or, and he was what? Her. He was... Did you say he was going with her? Or?
Two, three ways he could say that. Yeah, you done answered. Just said that. And if you said... Of the day, if you said to the girlfriend, that doesn't mean that he was going with her.
Mm-hmm.
If you said to the sweetheart of the day, that means they were going.
But
my day, you said this. I said my day, that is my sweetheart.
Uh-huh.
Well, that would mean this my girlfriend I'm looking for a wife.
Uh-huh. Would you say he was courting her or sparking
her? Well, I'd say that in that day, that would be in a common way, courting her.
Uh-huh.
But in a nice way, would be what, and we call it them day, would be my sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. Well, and he would be her